This episode is brought to you by the LAPD beating machines, brutalizing innocent citizens in the inner city. It's Two Parts Live.
Back again.
Yes. One more time for your mind. God. It's like word vomit. It keeps coming up.
It's okay. This is what we do.
I don't know. Destiny, I just want to open with this. So, I was reading this TMZ article, and they were talking about how Straight Outta Compton movie premiere is putting everyone at risk.
At risk for what?
I don't understand. Like, they're taking all these, but they always do this. They take these necessary precautions when blackpeoplemeet.com in one big area, and nothing really pops off. It's almost sounds like some petty fight, but there's never like a mass
murder
or massacre like at the Batman.
Whose idea was that? Whose idea was that?
I don't think white people don't need, they don't need to worry about us. We're not going to show up to movie theaters. No, y'all, I think, do that enough.
Yes, they need to worry about themselves.
Right. But anyway, so how's your week been?
Long. It was eventful, but it was long.
Well, that's good. I like eventful weeks. My week was kind of, I don't know.
Don't say it was a blur, because you remember everything.
I do. Only because I didn't do too much, but you know. It is what it is, right?
Well, did you go to work?
Yeah, I went. Don't do this. I go to work. You're just jealous.
You're right.
Because I have time.
You're right. I am. I'm very jealous.
So what's up, friend? Anything new, exciting happening? Anything?
No, I think this is going to be a very informative episode.
I was trying to see if there was something that rhymed with information, but That's out of anyway.
Gentrification.
Mm-mm. No, I don't have anything to do with that. I'm sitting here looking at this tea, so I just want to do this before it escapes me. Quick shout out to Tea with Queen and Jay podcast, Janicia and Queen.
Yay, we love you guys.
They are some dope women. You should really check out their podcast.
You should.
But anyway, so what you got for us today?
Today we're going to talk about credit.
Why do we say credit?
I don't know, because that's not it. That is not where it's at. That's not even the word.
It's credit, not credit.
Yeah, C-R-E-D-I-T-T.
The people who say credit have bad credit.
Yep. I do. I think that is a safe assumption. But yeah, we're going to talk about credit because this is something that is not really talked about within our community. Mm-hmm. We're really not raised on, you know, what to do, you know, economically. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like, we really don't. We're only less than 1% of the wealth.
Wow. That's scary.
It is scary, but it's only because we, like, growing up, we're not given the resources and we're not giving the, you know, the tools and the in-depth explanation as to why, mm-hmm. you know, credit is important.
Even just training your kids, like, I don't want to come off and sound like a person who's telling someone how to raise their children, but
it's important to teach your children about economics, though. Right. That's important because they're not going to be able to survive without it.
Yeah, our parents set up bank accounts. Like, some parents will take their children, and I see it more in the white communities where they'll take their 7-year-old to the bank and show them how to write a check or show them how to make a deposit or say, hey, this is the bank, this is where the money goes.
But you know why they do that, though? Do you know why they do that?
Why?
Because they already have money. And for people who don't have money, mm-hmm. we have to rely on credit.
I don't know if it's that we don't have money, but I just feel like there's an emphasis on keeping, there's more of an emphasis or like people, it seems like we say, oh, I'm broke, or I ain't got no money, or I don't get paid till the first, or, you know, we always living from paycheck to paycheck. We're so worried about keeping money, but not saving it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but we can't really save what we don't have.
Right. Which is true.
You see what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, a lot of Caucasian people, they have wealth and they have a little bit of money within their family. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it be from deaths, mm-hmm. whether it be from inheritance. Mm-hmm. You know, we really don't have that in our communities as Black people. We don't have a whole lot of things like that. Because when people die, we think that that's the lotto.
Right.
You know.
Where the money at?
Yeah.
It's in the TV in Big Mama's room. I don't know.
Right. But that was very, very harsh. I don't even think that you should have said that. But whatever. But it's true though, because you know, we get large lump sums and then we go out and spend it just as much
right.
as we make it. And I don't think that necessarily investing
right.
is for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an idea, but whether you wanna invest in, that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother thing. And I think to some degree it would be a great idea, but that's only if you know about investing. Right. I wouldn't just say, oh, I'm going to invest.
Yes, yeah.
Because you don't know what you're investing in. It could plummet. It could be upside down. Mm-hmm. And usually the investors are the last people to get paid if a company goes under. However, like I said, that's a whole nother podcast.
Right. Come on, Finance 101.
I know, right? It's what I do.
Yeah.
But anyways... So I'm going to talk to you guys today about credit. I'm not going to go like super deep into it. I'm just going to do like the basics because a lot of people don't even know the basics, okay. Which is fine because there's a market for what I'm talking about.
Yay, this is why we're here.
So credit usage. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like if you're anything like how me and Lewis are, you didn't really have a lot of money starting adulthood. You know, all you had was your squeaky clean credit if your parents didn't use your name already for the Comcast bill.
Ouch.
For the cell phone bill. Yeah. I mean.
So it happens.
It does happen. It happens a lot, but I mean.
But yeah, or it's like you have to be careful too because it's like as soon as you turn 18, them credit cards are coming.
Yeah, I think they passed a law though that it's 21 now unless you can prove that you're financially stable to handle credit cards, because I think a lot of people were messing up their credit at 18.
Early, yes.
Because they didn't know what to do with credit cards. Mm-hmm. So basically, credit cards are...
The devil. No, they're not.
They're not the devil. They're just...
They're not good. No, it just depends on how you use
them. They're basically high interest loans. And when you think about high interest loans, it's like... For every dollar you spend, out of that dollar, 20% goes to the interest.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, only 80% goes, 80% or 80 cents out of a dollar goes mm-hmm. to what you're actually paying for the amount that they gave you.
And that's not a lot.
It's not.
That's where the debt comes from, the interest.
Right. And the interest sometimes is higher than 20%.
Right.
So if you use it like that, take a dollar, mm-hmm. your interest is 20%. Mm-hmm. So that means 80% is going to the principal, which is the money that they gave you, and the other 20% is going to that company.
Right.
So in order to avoid paying interest and paying more for anything, mm-hmm. you pay it forward.
Right.
Which I call it paying it forward because you're paying more than what you owe.
Right.
And that's the safest thing to do, you know, with handling your credit cards, because the interest is super high on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and credit cards can be good. Credit cards are usually good for people who are just starting out or trying to rebuild credit.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't tell you about credit is mm-hmm. that you can only use 30% before it penalizes you and it impacts your credit.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people think, oh, I got $500. Oh, I got $1,000. I'm going to buy a $1,000 computer, or I'm going to go shopping and spend $400.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless you plan on paying that $400 back when your statement comes out 30 days later. No, you can't do that. 30%. Only use 30% of your credit.
Okay.
At a time. Ooh. So if you have multiple cards, you can use 30% off of each card. But just make sure you pay it back.
Right.
You know, a lot of people think that, oh, I got a credit card, so I got to keep everything straight. So they use it, and then the next day they pay it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really showing that you're using the card. Mm-hmm. You have to wait until it actually hits your statement. So it can be reported that you're using it, right. And then reported that you're paying it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I had to learn the hard way. Yeah. And that's never good. Yeah. Never. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of people don't know that. You can also, like, I know some people use credit cards for everything. I'm not the type. Only if I'm getting them points. Oh, I'm sorry. I do have a type.
Wrong, yeah. Wrong. Yeah. Wrong.
But some people use credit cards for, like, everyday shopping. I don't do that. I try to use my debit card or cash whenever I can. Mm-hmm. But if I'm getting them points, like from Victoria's Secret,
bam, bam.
I'm going to use that card, though. Because. But I'm going to pay it back.
Right. But that's, like, manageable stuff. Like, if you buy, like, a $30 bra from Victoria's Secret, and you should be able to pay that $30 back.
Yeah, in 30 mm-hmm. days. So, yeah. I mean, that's the easiest.
Wait, are those bras really $30?
Sometimes. Oh. Sometimes they're $30. Sometimes they're $50. Sometimes they're two for $45. It don't matter. But, I mean, if you don't get in over your head, then you should be able to manage it. Mm-hmm. And getting in over your head is very, very easy to do when you have multiple credit cards.
And then you just use it for, like, little stuff, like buying groceries, getting gas.
Well, not unless you're buying, like, $300 worth of groceries.
Some people wouldn't. Are out here buying $300 worth of groceries.
They are, and coming I wouldn't home with the receipt wrapped around them. I wasn't strangling them, smothering them.
I mean, but some people be eating like that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Compact families, it's not. Really.
If you can't avoid using a credit card for your purchases, I would. I would strongly suggest.
Only use it for emergencies.
Right. Only for emergencies. And that way you know, like, maybe you need a new set of tires because somebody, you know, you didn't piss somebody off and they went.
And slashed
the tires. Yeah, and slashed all your goddamn tires.
What kind of listeners do we have?
I mean, it happens. And then that's right. When you say, you know what, damn, I got to use this credit card, you know. And then you figure it out later. You got to do what you got to do.
Right.
In the midst of everything. You mm-hmm. have to do what you have to do. But yeah. If you can avoid using up, you know, your over your 30% of your credit usage, then, you know, you should do that.
That is really good, Destiny.
It is. Like, yeah. People didn't, I didn't know none of this stuff.
Yeah. That's really good.
I didn't know none of it. Like, and I didn't start getting into it until probably a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Because I was able to buy a brand new car. So, I mean, and I wasn't, but all I had been doing was just paying my bills on time, not really, like, opening new accounts. And when you open new accounts, they don't tell you too that, you know, even though maybe if you say, for instance, you're trying to get a car, so you go into different car dealerships trying to get a car, mm-hmm. and that is supposed to count as one credit inquiry on your credit report, mm-hmm. but the six different times, right. or the three different times, mm-hmm. it's penalizing your credit because those people are running your credit,
right.
And that's called a hard inquiry. And you don't want too many of those because those stay on your credit. But see, me, I'm the type where, shit, if I have six, might as well keep going until I get something, right?
Oh, my God.
If it's going to stay on there for 6 months. But, yeah, hard inquiries, they impact your credit, too. And they don't tell you that. So when you're looking for a home or you're looking for a car or you're looking for anything on credit, if they keep running it because you keep getting declined, mm-hmm. then that's going to penalize you. So what I would suggest you do is do your Googles.
Do your Googles.
And you know, you should know, like, if you're applying for something, where your credit score is. Mm-hmm. So based off of what your credit score is, you should be able to research what your credit score has to be in order to get the things that you want. So you don't even have to waste your time.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
You don't even have to waste your time. You don't have to waste, you know, running those inquiries on your credit and then them showing it on there as you trying to get everything mm-hmm. and you know you can't afford it or you know you're not, what's the word?
Eligible?
Yeah, eligible.
And even, like, car dealerships, you know, look eligible. At that, too. Because, like, just because you jump it from one car dealership to the next, they can go back and they can see, oh, well, this dealership ran your credit, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why couldn't they do nothing for you? What makes you think we can do anything for you if they couldn't?
Right.
Or whatever the case
is. So your best bet is to call or do your research and see where your credit score has to be, mm-hmm. you know, so you can get the things that you want. Because it may be that you have to wait. It may be that you have to, you know, work with what you have. you know, until you can get what you need. Mm-hmm. If you're just starting out and if you don't have credit, your best bet is to get a secured credit card. And a secured credit card is basically your own money. Mm-hmm. And you put it on a CD, which is basically...
not a compact disc.
It's not a compact disc. No. It's through your bank. And then it'll come, like, in the form of a credit card. Mm-hmm. So you're using your own money to build credit. But a lot of people... you know, can't really afford to go that route because it forces you to have to come out of like $300 or $500 at a time. And a lot of people don't have that type of money. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of difficult. But that's the best way if you're just starting out to rebuild your credit or to build your credit is to get a secured credit card, maybe through your bank or, you know, through whatever financial institution that you deal with, credit union
or whatever. They'll help you. They'll work with you. If you're with a credit union, they're really good about reviewing your credit and seeing what they can do to help you. They'll tell you all the sites that you can go to, and they'll tell you how you can reach out to these different companies and pay them off or start working on some type of payment plan so that you can get your credit back up. So
right.
It's all kinds of help out here, but we're just not informed about it.
We're not, like, because a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Like, a lot of it, I thought that when they gave you a credit limit of $500 or $1,000 or $1,500, that you could use that. Mm-hmm. It's mine, right?
But why set people up for stuff like that?
That because it's a trick. It's a scheme for them to make money and for you to stay broke. Not necessarily broke, but they know that if you use up all that money, that you're relying on it. Mm-hmm. And so every month you're going to pay it.
Right.
Which the interest goes to that company, mm-hmm. and you're only paying towards your principal, really, that counts.
That 20%. No.
No, the 80%. Mm-hmm. Okay. If it's a 20% interest rate, you know? So, I mean, they know that you're never going to pay it off. They know that. So, that's the reason, you know, why these credit card companies are able to pretty much do whatever they want to do. Another thing... never, ever, 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 ever be late. If you do, they'll drop that credit limit down, and then you'll be in the negatives. You know that they could do that? Like, say, for instance, you have a line of credit, we'll say $500 and keep the numbers, you know, small and easy.
All
right. So if you have $500, right, you didn't spend $400. Mm-hmm. And then they drop your credit limit down because you were late to $200.
What? Really? Even while you're still paying on this $500 credit?
They do it all the time.
Wow.
And then you'll be in the negatives. So basically you owe them $300 plus interest.
And then once you pay that $300...
Your limit is only $200 still.
Wow.
And then they'll never give you an increase. So you're better off closing that account and then trying to reopen it. Because once you're late, you're done. Mm.
That's harsh, man.
It is harsh because you'll get a statement for the next month. And you probably went from owing $25 to now you owe $70 because you have to pay that the late fee or whatever. And then you have to pay your over the limit fee. Mm-hmm. And then you have to pay your principal plus interest.
Wow. Man, that hurts.
It does. Never, ever, ever be late. Never, ever, ever be late. That's like the worst thing that you could do to yourself. Mm-hmm. That's basically the basics.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was good information, friend.
It is good information. People should know. Mm-hmm. People should know this, but they don't because they try to hide it. People try to be sneaky, you know. But me, I'm the type where I'm just able to get the things that I want with my credit because I ruined my credit at an early age. Because I had a credit card and it was $10 that I had to pay a month and I still fucked that up. I didn't even... because I didn't know how important it was.
Right. No one tells you. And they really... they just... trying to get you to get a credit card
number. Yeah.
To tell you, hey.
They just sent me one in the mail. I didn't even get to pick it. They just, like, sent it to me. And it was like, oh, here's some money.
Right.
here you go. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, ooh, I can do a lot with this. Right. And I kid you not, my monthly payments was $10 and I fucked that up.
Well, hey.
Because I was just like, oh, it's $10. I'll get another one.
Right. Not realizing
that I'll never get another one ever again if I don't display, you know, characteristics of a person that is responsible with credit. So, yeah, that's all I have. Oh,
yay.
One more thing.
Okay.
One more thing. Saving money.
Save it.
They tell us, oh, save your money, save your money. You never know when you're going to need it. But let's be real. Nobody's just going to save money for no fucking reason. Mm-hmm. Have you seen?
Not unless you're one of those people.
But who's one of those people?
I don't know. There's some people that be holding on to their money, boy.
Holding, but they holding on to it for a reason. Mm-hmm. They're not just throwing it in a shoebox. Mm-hmm. So, people, have some goals.
Yeah.
Even if your goals are to trick yourself into saving money.
You just don't want to be broke. No. That should be reason enough to save money.
And then, too, I'm the type of person where I don't want to hear you being broke.
Yeah.
You know, I've said that to you plenty of times. Like, I do not like to hear that nobody is broke. Like, that's, to me, that's TMI. Mm-hmm. You might as well have. Yeah. You might as well have street down the street. Took all your clothes off and just ran butt ass naked down the street. Because that's the same, it's the same effect. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that you're broke. Mm-hmm. Because that means that you're financially irresponsible mm-hmm. to me. And then if you're financially irresponsible, you're emotionally irresponsible.
Oh my God.
And it's a slippery slope. You know, you can't babysit. You can't do anything. You can't drive. You don't pay your bills on time.
You're just not the person.
You know, you're not responsible for human life at all if you're broke.
If you're broke, okay.
To me. I mean.
I remember that. I'm going to keep that.
I mean, and it may be, you know, I may be taking it a little bit further than it needs to go, but that's just like the equivalent. Mm-hmm. In my mind runs through all of these things.
Right.
When a person tells me, well.
Oh, I'm broke.
I'm broke. I hate the word broke.
It's not even.
It's like cute. A stigma.
You shouldn't even be just broadcasting, oh, I ain't got no money.
No, you should at least pretend like you just don't want to do it. Like if somebody yeah, said, like, oh, you know, you want to go out here? Nah, girl.
Yeah, I'm okay. Next I'm time. Good. Yeah.
Not, oh, I'm broke. Yeah. I can't because I ain't got no money. And then you're looking for me to say, well, I'll pay for you.
Right.
But I'm not going to say that.
You didn't. That's why people most of the time say, oh, I'm broke, girl. I'm broke. I'm like, oh, don't worry. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I'm the type of person, but I got you.
Yeah, me too. I'll do that.
But, you know, I don't want to hear that. No, I don't want from no man, man, woman, babies. I do, and especially when you go to work every day.
Yes, when you have a job.
When you have a job. So if you broke, how you put gas in your car? I just have so many questions. That's none of my business.
I think people just say they broke, but they don't really be broke.
No, I think there's people that say they broke and they really be broke.
I'm just saying, like, if you got a job, like, certain stuff you probably just shouldn't say. Like, that's something that you probably just
I think that say. That is the ultimate too much information.
You just shouldn't say that. You shouldn't speak that.
Don't.
And then you end up being broke.
Don't tell people that you broke.
Yeah.
Please don't. Ugh.
But anyway.
But yeah, so.
Do you have any tips on how to save money or just like what to save money for?
Well, the first thing I would do is try to pick something that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick something that you want. It may be fairly expensive. It may be inexpensive. But needless to say, pick something that you want and then start putting back for it.
Set goals.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know. It just felt right.
It is. They're goals. So then, and you can have more than one goal at one time. Yeah. So that's the best part. And that'll help you kind of trick yourself into saving money. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, if you do want those things, then you get the things that you want that you were able to save for and then start them all over. All
right.
You know, or if you're saving for retirement.
I want to retire.
Yeah, but some people have a 401k, and I think those are real adults. High five to the 401ks. High five to adulthood, because you are now a real adult.
Adulthood is fantastic.
Sometimes. But yeah, that would be my tip for saving money. Find some goals and then start putting back for them.
Hold yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm. And achieve these goals. Yeah. Don't make up excuses as to why you can't have the things that you want.
Because you can.
If you want them.
No matter what.
If you don't have the things that you want, it's because you don't want it.
Bam.
Hello.
Message.
All right.
That's cool. Well, I have...
Is it Memoirs of a Light-Skinned Time? You want to do it in between?
Yeah, why not?
He couldn't understand why the date didn't go well. He put on his best polo, his freshest pair of jeans, and his J's. He did everything. He opened the door. He ordered for her. And he made sure to bat those honey brown eyes at her whenever she beckoned for him. His waves were on point. After all, he had just sat under the dryer for 2 hours. His nails were freshly manicured. Wait, that's why it didn't work. It was all about him. Why? Because he's light-skinned. Memoirs of a Light-Skinned.
Oh, that was great.
Yes, welcome back. Welcome back. Second half of our show. I just want to talk to you guys about realizing your dreams. Now, I have to preface this with, I guess, my own life, because lately I've been thinking
that... Okay.
Yes. See? I love it.
Not drinking, but thinking.
That I'm just like, you know, I have a lot of different gifts and talents that I could be using.
Oh, thunk off love.
Thunk. Okay.
Okay, never mind. You know,
I know, I was actually trying to think of like...
Oh, wait, no, it's drunk in love, so it's thunk in love.
Thunk in love. No, thunk. I like thunk off love.
No, but that's not the name of it, because it's drunk in love.
I know, but that's like the whole point of a parody. It's like you...
Thunk in love.
Yeah, it's wordplay, though. Like, you can say thunk off love. No? Mm-mm. You don't like that? Okay. No. Thunk in love. But you thunk... It's not even a word. Look, why are we sitting up here helping you?
Mistake number one.
No, but I just like, so let, I'm just going to like dive straight in. I don't know how to talk.
You said you were going to preface something.
I'm going to preface this with this. I always wanted to be an actor or like in the entertainment business some kind of way, whether it was acting or I even thought about modeling. I even thought I wanted to be a singer at one time. But, you know, when you're younger, they always say, oh, yeah, you know, sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want to. Your dreams are accessible to you. But it seems like as you get older and as you go through life, your dreams seem further and further away.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie. And everybody's been lying to you your whole life.
Your whole.
And there is such thing as white privilege, which keeps a lot. Never mind.
But I do believe that your dreams are accessible, and for the most part, it's up to you. I think one of my biggest problems that was holding me back is that I kind of went off of other people. Like, I would say things like, oh, yeah, you know, I should do this. And then people say, oh, yeah, great, yeah, you should go. You'd be perfect at it. I'd be like, really? And they'd be like, yeah, you know, you should go ahead. And I would base it off of that. Well, so-and-so said I could do it, so I should be able to do it. Not really believing in myself or knowing that I have these abilities, but not strongly believing in myself that I can do it without anybody's say-so or anybody's approval. So,
wait, is this the time where somebody told you that you should write professional soliloquies?
Mm-mm, nobody's ever told me that. Sorry.
Oh, that's a little bit
writer. I do enjoy poetry too. I guess in essence, I am an artist. I do. I like artistic things. I love music. Like, that's one of my main passions. I write poetry.
Yeah, my favorite artist is Future, if anybody cared.
He's
Dirty Sprite.
His only art is making babies.
Why did you say that Sierra Baby looked like the night shift manager at Burger King?
Who said that?
There was a meme.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen her baby. Have I ever seen her baby?
Yeah, it looked like the night shift manager.
No, babies are cute.
Okay.
Isn't it? It's horrible when people talk about babies.
It is, but
I've talked
funny.
About, you know, some babies in my day, so let me not, you know, be that type of person. That's a cute baby.
No, I'm about to show you. Sarah is bad. I don't know what Future is smoking. Why did I just see that? Oh,
she
internet.
Is. I just don't. I mean, you know.
She is bad, man.
She is. I just don't. No, I'm not even gonna.
Okay, but anyways, about following your dreams.
Yeah, following your dreams, man. So, I guess now that I'm getting older, 30. And
what?
It's fine, it happened. Just let me, you know, let me embrace this.
Okay.
But now that I'm getting old, I just realize that I don't really need other people's opinions. I don't need other people's approvals for anything. But I kind of also hate that it took me this long to realize this. So I was surfing the net and I found this website called Your Best Self. And it had 10 reasons as to why people don't follow their dreams. And as I got to reading them, I was like, yo, this is me.
Okay.
So I just got like a little quick list. We're not going to go into that much detail. I don't think we have that much time. But I just wanted to throw these out there, you know, so that just to get people thinking. And it really got me to thinking about what I want to do and how I can actually pursue my dreams from this point forward.
Okay.
So number one is fear of failure. I think that's a big one. You know, you're just like, well, but
Aaliyah taught us, though, that if at first we don't succeed,
dust yourself off and try again. Throw it all away. It might be, I don't know, shy on the first day. What about the next day? Ow, ow. Is that how the song went?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck.
But song. If at first you don't succeed. What was that? You know, when she did that in the video? Buzz Lightyear just rescued.
We not gonna talk about her rest of soul.
Anyway, no, but a fear of failure. You know, what if I don't make it? Like you've already failed before you even started because you let your mind say, "Oh well, I can't do this," or you let people around you say, "You know, what if it doesn't go this way? How long is it gonna take you?" I talked to this one person who told me that they were in school to be an actor. They were going to a school of the arts, but they let somebody say, "Oh well, you know."
You suck.
No, not even that. You're gonna. And it was like, what if you fail? And you're like, what if I don't make it? What if I do fail? And then all of a sudden, you're not walking in your dreams because you think, oh, well, I can't do it in the first place. So you already defeated yourself. And you haven't even started yet.
Here's something about dreams, though, and things that you think that you can't do. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you can't do them until you actually
do them.
We never knew that we could do no podcast. We didn't know shit about no podcast. We didn't know the first thing about podcasting. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to do it, and we did what it takes.
And now here we are.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So it's just all about stepping out there and doing it.
Right.
Of your thoughts at times.
Everybody's going to be rejected. Everybody's going to fail. But you have to keep trying. Mm-hmm. You have to keep trying.
And I think the thing, too, about this particular website is that it wasn't necessarily people. I think we can be our own worst critics. We can be our own hold up. We can get so far into our heads and convince ourselves that we can't do anything. And then we just sit around and we don't do nothing. And we let life continue to pass us by. And we watch other people pursue their dreams mm-hmm. and become happy. And we're sitting here stagnant, but we haven't done anything.
And then we have the audacity to be hating on somebody.
Hating.
Like, for what? Because you lazy?
Right. Exactly.
You hating. We hating because we lazy. And you not lazy. You made the sacrifices, but we hate your guts. Mm-hmm. So now we go talk about you.
Right. Look at them over there. They actually decided to get up out the bed this morning. I can't stand them.
Yeah. How dare them? How dare she, like, get dressed and, like, look nice?
Right.
And her clothes match and they clean. How dare her?
I bet her underwear match, too.
I bet her underarm stank.
Just trifling.
Because you can't have all that. And then, you know, it's something wrong with her. I mean, you have the audacity to hate. And that's horrible because we do that. We really do that. Yeah. And there's room out here for everybody. There's
room at the table for everyone.
But you have to make room. You can't be standing in the back talking about some, I hate them because they stand. Bitch, they got there before you.
Right.
So
if you come first, sir.
Right. Make your way up to the front. You know how people be making their way up to the front, to the altar?
Bye.
People need to make their way up to the front of life. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Number two, fear of success. It's strange, but it's true. You're like, what if I do make it? Then what am I going to do with all this? I think this comes into play, like, when people...
God is blessing all the trap niggas.
This goes into, like... Gosh, what's the best way?
The only time I get down on my knees is playing craps, nigga.
Are these Future lyrics? Are these Future lyrics?
Why did you have to say it like that? God.
But fear of success is a real fear. You know, what if I do make it? What if I get to the top? Then where do I go from here? What do I do with my fame? How do I mean, I think it's like just like Will Smith said, and he's Will Smith is one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood, black actors in Hollywood.
Yeah, I can see that.
And he still worries. He said on an interview with Oprah, he said he still worries about money when he goes to bed at night. He still worries about
yeah, because that's the only thing that he has to take care of his family.
Right.
I'm just, you know, I already say no now to niggas that ask me for money, so I think I'll be straight.
But
I think, no. Mm-mm. I don't. I can't. Not for you.
People come all out the way. But I think that comes into play where you shouldn't. Driving you though? What's driving your dreams? When you get. Is this like something. Like, I want to be an actor because it's what I love. I don't think I want to be an actor just to be famous. And I think that's where people get like success confused.
Yeah.
It's like.
I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you really doing this for? What is your dream? What do you. Why do you want to do this so bad? Is it to get money or is it because of something that you love? Because if it's something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. If you're doing it to chase money, just using money as an example, there could be other things. But
right. Well, if you're doing it because you want to, if you want to make money, it's not going to last because you're not going to do what it takes.
Right.
Because it's not a passion. That's exactly. Just a job.
Yeah.
It's not a career. Mm-hmm. It's a job. I think when you say fear of success, mm-hmm. to me, that resonates with not being able to trust people. Mm-hmm. That's my fear.
Been not being able to trust people, and why right. would you say that?
As far as, you know, their intentions. Mm-hmm. As far as, okay, you know, we've built this little empire, we're trying to take it to the next level, mm-hmm. you know, are you really an expert on this, or are you just trying to do whatever it takes to take my money?
Right.
You know, and that's what I would be afraid of, mm-hmm. to let, you know,
right.
Who, people like, yeah. in your circle. And Drake already told us, though, no new friends.
Right.
That's what Drake told, but sometimes our friends are not,
Biggie said it first, more money, more problems.
Yeah, but our friends can't be our managers. Our friends do not have, well, I have a couple of friends that are finance majors, but not everybody is able.
The more money you get, the more problems you get. Was that a good Biggie?
No, that was terrible. Janicia, shoot his ass.
Number three, self-doubt. Self-doubt, that goes back into what I was saying.
That's lazy. That's like, damn, do I really want to do this shit today or nah?
Nah. Mm-mm. No, self-doubt is like, take a nap. I can't do it. Like, you know that you can do it. This is one of those things that's really confusing because you know you can do it. That's... But something... inside of you, or you let people tell you that you let a hater tell you that you can't do it. Oh, well, you don't sing that good. So now you don't want to sing, or you're not that good of an actor.
Yeah.
You ain't all of that. You know what I'm saying?
That's yeah, like, that's like low self-esteem too, though. Don't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that self-doubt. Low self-esteem.
I mean...
but yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like at work. Mm-hmm. I'll look at some of them requests, and I'd be like, what the hell are they asking me to do? Mm-hmm. And then I'll just like put it off because I'll be like, I can't do this shit. This shit looks like so much. And then I'll finally have to swallow the frog. And then I realized that once I do it, it wasn't even that hard.
Boom. Yes.
It wasn't even that hard. I could have bended this. Cool. And I do that every day.
I'm on two parts life class.
Every day.
Two parts life class.
Yeah.
Boom.
Two parts life class. That's what's up.
Oprah call us. Number four, lack of willpower.
That's lazy.
That's lazy.
That your ass is lazy.
Lack of focus.
Lazy.
Excuses.
ADHD.
We just cut 3 through 6 is lazy.
Lazy, lazy, lazy. Oh, excuses? Oh, you lazy.
That's lazy. Excuses are the...
devil's workshop.
No, that's an idle mind. But
I was close.
I don't know. I'm not even... Never mind. It's number 7. Failure. Just like the fear of failing. Like, well, what if I fail? But what if you
don't? I feel like all this whole list is just basically this one and this one.
A fear of failure and then failure. But like when you fail, you quit. Like, you know, when people fail, they quit. Like if, like, okay, I want to be an actor. If I don't get the audition, then I'm I failed. So now I don't want to be an actor no more. But now I got to keep trying.
You know, I'm going to share a little secret with you. I don't even think it's a secret. So I had just came back, like, from maternity or whatever. And I was out there looking for a job. And I was applying for everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was applying for everything. It seemed like I couldn't get nothing. And I was like, all this damn experience I got, I can't get nothing. Nothing, nigga. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And so, finally, I applied for, like, a city job. It was like for like a 911 dispatch.
Getting just enough. Sorry.
You're not sorry. Stop saying sorry. Just enough.
And you keep going. This happened for the city. Okay. But exactly to get it out. I'm a peacock. I gotta fly.
You're right, because peacocks don't fucking fly. They don't. They soar. But so yeah, I applied for it, and then I guess they pushed my resume through or whatever. And they're like, oh, you're invited to come take the assessment. Mm-hmm. So I took the assessment, and I passed the first round. And then when you pass, like, when you go in there, you go into a room. It's like Men in Black, where you go into a room, and then you take a test, and then, like, they weed your ass out. Like, if you didn't pass it, be like... And then you know what time it is. When they flip that paper over, you know what time it is. So, you know, you have to excuse yourself. Mm-hmm. So, I, you know, took it and... I didn't pass. I didn't pass. And I was like, I was extremely hurt. Mm-hmm. I was extremely hurt. So,
it's a failure.
It was a failure, but I wasn't going to be like, okay, well, since I didn't get this job, mm-hmm. then I'm just not going to look for no job and I'm just going to wither up and die.
And I think that goes back into like your passion for, like you were saying earlier, are you passionate enough?
I'm passionate about making money. Boom. And I need my money to survive. Yes. But I was really, really devastated and distraught. But then right after that came this job that I'm currently on right now. Mm-hmm. And it's the best situation for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I make a lot of money and I do what I like to do. It's not really what I love, but I'm good at doing it.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and it's different from what I've been doing. So I've gained some knowledge mm-hmm. and I was able to kind of move forward. Oh, and my God, essence, are people dying?
They might be. And in essence, you're supporting your dream because you're working.
Yeah, but I'm able to do the podcasting mm-hmm. and running a website, expressions87.com.
Boom, boom, bam.
And, you know, just intermingling with people mm-hmm. are my dreams. I think I'm able to talk to people and to communicate with people and to help people thrive, because failure to thrive, you're dead. I saw a death certificate, and that was the reason.
Failure to thrive?
Mm-hmm. She wasn't thriving.
Wow. That's okay.
That's deep as fuck, though. That is deep. It's funny, but it's deep as fuck. That's deep. Because failure to thrive, like, you're dead, homie.
Being number 8. To attain goals. To outcome.
Monetary goals. Life goals.
Life goals.
So the moral of this story is you need some type of goals. You right. can't you just be going around, around not you having need no
something
goals.
Something to look forward to. Something to motivate. Number 10. We're at number 10. Yay! Number 10. Being problem focused instead of solution focused. Focus. A pessimistic.
Oh, that's me.
Is it you? You're pessimistic? Your glass half empty instead of glass half full?
You talk to me every day about this damn podcast. You know how I feel about it.
You are pessimistic. I was going to try to be your friend and stuff.
but you're the optimistic one, so...
I am.
So it's a balance.
I believe that things can happen. Like, that's why I'm still... That's why I still have, like... You guys don't even know how deep me wanting to be an actor burned. Like, I just saw Fantastic Four, which they said was not a good movie, but I loved it because it was just basically about young people. Someone saw something in these young people, gave them a chance, and they were able to realize their dreams. That's what I got from the movie. I mean,
I just feel like you're just about to start singing Never Would Have Made It, and I'm not here for that shit.
But yeah, like, I just encourage anybody who has whatever your dream is out there to just do it. Like, don't let any, believe in yourself enough to at least try. How do you know unless you try? Like, we already defeat ourselves if we go back up to the building, to the beginning with the fear of failure. Number 10. We're at number 10. Yay! Number 10. Being problem focused instead of solution focused. Focus. A pessimistic.
Oh, that's me.
Is it you? You're pessimistic? Your glass half empty instead of glass half full?
You talk to me every day about this damn podcast. You know how I feel about it.
Oh, there's, I'm, yeah, you are pessimistic. I was going to try to be your friend and stuff.
But you're the optimistic one, so.
I am.
So it's a balance.
I believe that things can happen. Like, that's why I still have, like, you guys don't even know how deep me wanting to be an actor burned. Like, I just saw Fantastic Four, which they said was not a good movie, but I loved it because it was just basically about young people. Someone saw something in these young people, gave them a chance, and they were able to realize their dreams. That's what I got from the movie. I mean,
I just feel like you're just about to start singing Never Would Have Made It, and I'm not here for that shit.
But yeah, like, I just encourage anybody who has whatever your dream is out there to just do it. Like, don't let any, believe in yourself enough to at least try. How do you know unless you try? Like, we already defeat ourselves if we go back up to the building, to the beginning with the fear of failure. I actually didn't want to read this paragraph if we got time. I just wanted to read the paragraph that was up front.
We have so much time.
Being your best self. The reasons that hold us back from chasing our dreams are often complicated. They are deep-rooted beliefs and experiences that have ingrained themselves in our minds and often trick us into believing that our dreams are not of our reach. Believing that our dreams are out of our reach. Because of these deep-seated beliefs, it truly feels impossible, silly, too difficult, or unrealistic to us. But let it be known that many people throughout history have achieved the impossible even when the whole world thought it was impossible. Take heed, because your dreams won't wait for you. They won't sit quietly while you vegetate. They will actually grow more distant from you with time. So, if you're a singer, you know you can sing, but if you stop singing, you're not going to be that good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing that out there. Like, this really resonated with me because I feel that I need to act now. I need to do something now while I still can, while I still have the motivation and the drive to do it, or else I'm going to get to a point where I'm not going to be able to do the things that I want to do simply because I can't do them. Not because I've been sitting on them too long. I've been letting them lie dormant in me and they just go away. Like,
I think that that's a very good point.
Yeah.
But I would also like to add to this that you do not have the right to hate on anybody else that's doing something similar mm-hmm. to what you're doing. If you're not putting yourselves in that position or putting yourselves in the forefront or putting yourselves in those conversations, mm-hmm. you do not have the right.
And
if you want to be a model, for instance, because I just had this conversation with another one of my model friends. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a model and you're mad because somebody else is doing something that you want to do, how are you going to be mad when you're not doing what she's doing?
Right.
You know, if you see that she's making money off of her shows that she's doing, or she's doing things out here for money, you can't be mad at her when you tell people that you gonna do it for free.
Hello.
How are you gonna be mad at that? So you cannot hate. If you want what somebody else has, or if you want something similar to what somebody else has, you know, or if their dream is close to what your dream is, put yourself in those situations. Mm-hmm. You cannot wait for people to come to you because they're not.
Right. You got to get out here and get it. And
you do. You have to make it for yourself.
Right. And also, too, I just picked up on something that you were, like, saying in, like, a roundabout way. But don't compare yourself to other people. What you have is your own. Like, mm-hmm. we are all individuals out here. We realize that everybody's doing a podcast, but everybody ain't doing a two-parts life podcast. Everybody don't have what me and Destiny have. Everybody else has their own flavor, and you listen to different podcasts to get... We could all be talking about the same thing in these podcasts, but you're going to get different...
A different perspective.
Perspectives and insights. So
from different people because right. they have different personalities.
Exactly. And each podcast fits a group of people's personalities. So we're out here for you. If you don't like if you don't like us, then there's probably a podcast that you'll like. We know so that far back. We're just gonna continue to do this for the people that
rock with us. Yeah. And the people that do, you know, respect what we have to say and that respect what we're doing out here. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot of people here that rock with us.
Yep.
It's a lot of people here that are rooting for us and that want us to win. And there's probably some people out here that don't want us to win, but you keep your motherfucking
housekeeping.
There you go again.
Housekeeping.
There you go again.
But that's all I have. Basically, yeah, just realizing your dreams. I'm moving forward. I found a couple of places that I'm gonna hit up, and I'll keep you guys posted on where that's going with me, and hopefully one day y'all will see me on TV or something. You never know.
Yay, hopefully. Yay.
Hey, but keep your credit up too. I gotta get my credit right.
Yeah. Your credit ain't bad.
But I'm just saying, you know, we all got things we need to work on, so
yeah,
we hope you've enjoyed this podcast.
Wait,
oh sorry.
You ready to go? Like I said, again, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, expressions87.com, and you can email us at twopartslife@gmail.com with your questions, concerns, or racial slurs.
So that's a whole nother podcast you just did right there.
Yeah, it probably
you want to tell the people again when they can reach us?
No.
Okay.
Anyways, bye.
Bye.